Fridays.
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Happy Friday. I feel like today is going to be an excellent day.
Wow, you just jumped out the gates, Creamo. That surprised me a bit.
Why? Was that? How are you feeling today?
Well, better now that you've got me up and about.
Yeah, well, it's, you know...
Drag me with you. I'm a bit tired towards the end of the week.
The weekend's always here, Stephen. Get ready.
Yeah, I am ready. And you know what else I'm ready for?
What's that?
Yesterday, team selections, Mighty Cardiff Hawks. Oh, Stephen's got a game.
Beauty. Fantastic. That's good. Because, you know, last week, you didn't bring home any bickies, did you?
No. Unsuccessful. But this week, different story. New week, new us.
Yeah, that's it. Who was on jersey washing?
Oh, it wasn't me, so it doesn't matter. Damn. I have no idea. Doesn't concern me even a little bit.
What's your pre-game ritual?
Don't really have one. Normally,
we've got to start that.
Snooze the alarm a few too many times.
Sure.
Rock up just before warm-up, normally.
Yeah, okay, good stuff. I think you should have, like, start a superstition.
Just start one.
Yeah.
Don't adopt the, you know, commonly accepted one.
No, start your own one, and then that way it'll, like, build up and, oh, you forgot to do it. You'll rush home, you'll do it, and you'll still get the points. I think you should do that.
Okay, well...
It's a strong strategy. We're going to start it. We'll figure that out through the show. What is Stephen's superstition? In fact, if you've got one that you might, like, build into his conscious, 4967-4105. We'll come back to that, though. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Have you got any superstitions that you can suggest for Stephen?
Not even one.
Okay, well, don't worry about it. I'll work on it.
Just rock up right before warm-up. She'll be right.
That's what I think. Good. That's the Australian spirit, isn't it?
Exactly.
That's Rezzy's football.
In time.
Mm. Rezzy's football to its absolute core. Anyway, that's my plans for the weekend. What are you guys up to?
What am I actually doing? I haven't even thought that far ahead.
Well,
it's only Friday. Probably do shop stuff. I want to go out for dinner on Saturday night. Somewhere nice. Haven't even picked it yet.
Okay, well, there you go.
Results in for, what are we up to? July for the shop. Good results. So, got to go for a nice dinner.
Ah, treat yourself. Yeah, what about you, Jess? What's up?
What am I doing? Going out to my favourite Japanese restaurant tomorrow.
Where's that at?
It's just out in Pickleholman.
What's it called?
God, I can't remember.
Oh, put it on the spot.
It's left my brain, but it's really good.
Okay, and they're nice, nice. What's your favourite dish there? I love Japanese food.
I just like the beef with all the, like, bits in different bowls, like the cabbage and the carrot and the wasabi and the...
Is it beef tataki where it's a little bit raw in the middle?
Yes.
Oh, that's so delicious.
Good.
Excellent. Well, everyone's going to have a great weekend. Stephen's going to win with his new superstitions. And what more do you want for a feel-good Friday? New FM.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, Jess, first up this morning, we've got to have a chat about two men who'll face court later this month accused of stealing copper cables from Myuna Bay.
Yes, this is something that police have been looking into literally from one end of the Hunter Valley to the other. Over the last couple of months, there have been lots of reports of copper being stolen. For anyone who doesn't know why copper, it's something that can go for quite a lot of money, not on the appropriate market that you normally find something.
Yep.
But two men have been caught in the act of stealing some copper at a property along Wanji Road on Wednesday afternoon. Police say when they got there, they interrupted two men who were in the process of removing some copper cables and getting them into a vehicle. So the pair were obviously arrested and charged later on, and they were granted bail to front court at the end of this month. But yeah, it's just, you know, one good example of police catching a couple of people in the act, but it has been happening like right across the Hunter.
Such a frustrating, like, crime for society. Because, they do get money for it, sure. But the cost of putting that cabling back in, it's like 20 times more or maybe even more. Because you got to rebuy the cable new, which it's not like you scrap copper price.
Yeah.
Then you got to pay electricians, famously one of the more expensive trades, to put it all back in and repair the walls and everything. Like, what an absolute pain.
It's quite risky. I mean, one of the examples yesterday was, like, the copper earth tails off power poles, off 50 power poles were stolen, like... it's not exactly a safe thing to steal when you're climbing up a power pole to, like, play with live electricity.
Not
and
discreet
pinch something.
Either.
Like, no, not at all.
No way to live your life. You must be really down on your luck, I think, if you're out stealing copper. It's just no way to...
Get on Centrelink. Something. Yeah. You know? God. Anyway, we switch gears because we've got a Lake Macquarie cliff diver... Rhiannon, if land, surely not really. If she lands or not. Your name's your job. I love this sort of thing. But she's done really well in a competition, yeah?
Yeah, so we've been following Rhiannon's progress through the Red Bull Cliff Diving World Series. She's like the 6-time cliff diving world champion of this particular competition. And she was in Japan yesterday afternoon, our time, competing on the fourth stop of the tour, which was saw all of the athletes dive into what's known as Japan's most sacred place. It's this huge gorge. These trees sort of open up into a beautiful river, and they were diving into it from ridiculous heights, like 24 metres. She scored one of the best scores of the season so far, 111.8, and she won the event yesterday as well, and she's won every event so far this season, so she's probably going to be the 7-time world champion by the end of it, by the looks of it, which is awesome news.
That's just a bit greedy, isn't it? You got 6 already. Let someone
don't
else
listen, Rhiannon. You're amazing.
Oh, these people are crazy. Amazing's one word to describe. Yeah, crazy's another. I don't know how they do it.
If you haven't seen it, like, go on Red Bull TV and watch it back, because holy moly, it's incredible.
Incredible stuff. Thanks for that, Jess. And, of course, good luck to her getting the 7th. You know, I said greedy, but I was just being a bit of a wind-up merchant. New FM.
The Novos.
Feel good Friday.
It is a feel-good Friday, Cremo, but I got stitched up a little bit yesterday.
What's happened?
Had
What's
a handyman wrong? Around at the Charlestown Castle, of course.
Oh, yeah, just a bit some staff, yeah, fair enough.
No, we've got, like, a cupboard door. That's no good.
Oh,
the hinges
yeah.
on it they must have been fitted incorrectly to begin with.
Right.
So anyway, the real estate agent said, you know, we'll send someone around to fix that, of course, because it was, you know, broken before you moved in, and they're doing their job as a real estate agent to fix problems within the property. So real estate agent's come around. He's looked at it. He knows. He's one job. Got to fix a couple hinges on this door. Rocks up. He goes, oh, hinges are no good. I went, yep, that's the job. He went, I don't have any replacements. What are you doing here then? What are you just coming to, like, have a look? Give me a quote, hey?
Call out fee, Stephen. That's the first one. That's it. Handyman who, like, work with real estate agents, that's how they make, that's their bread and butter. Oh, I've got to go have a look at it first. There you go, one billable hour.
Oh, you reckon he's taking them for a free ride?
Well, like, not all of them, but that's how things happened. And then he'll go back. Oh, I've got to go the trip to Bunnings. Oh, it's the wrong one. Another billable hour. Done.
Oh, just get it fixed, though.
75 every time.
Oh, I am a fan of the hustle, but I'm also a little bit like, just fix my door.
Yeah, because you got to wait every time.
I know,
you?
It's so annoying.
What else are you doing, though, to be fair?
Well, no, but you got to sit around and wait for him.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
that's the thing. You can't do anything else until, you know, you're not allowed to go out. Or
you can watch telly or something, though.
Yeah, that's it. But that's, I don't know, that's only the fill time, isn't it? It's not like a side pass.
True. Oh, well, hopefully next time he's got the right hinge.
Fingers crossed.
Because, waiting around for that again? No.
No, thank you. And, Crevo, it's no secret that lots of people right across the Hunter feeling the pinch with the cost of living crisis at the moment. Everything seems to be up, doesn't it?
Oh, everything's expensive at the moment.
You know, your rent's up, your bills are all up.
Price of a schooner.
Yeah, groceries, everything seems to be up. But it's not only financially where people are suffering, but it seems like as well that many Novocastrians are feeling the cost of living in the bedroom. Right, so new
price of sheets?
No. In fact, more sinister than that, it's affecting people's relationships. So
that's no good.
So research has come out, right, and there's some numbers here, so I'll read them out for you. But 41% of Australians are apparently saying that bedroom antics have taken a hit because of the current state of cost of living.
Wow.
So that's like, 2 in 5? Something like that.
That's a lot.
17% saying that they have noticed a decline in their frequency of sex. 16% report their desire to have sex has been impacted by financial pressures. Another stat here, 1 in 7 are saying the cost of living has added tension with their partner. So lots of people feeling it right across the Hunter. And I guess when you are worried about, you know, when you've got like rent stress and stuff like that, it probably is a bit hard to get it on, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, they're feeling the pinch. And not in the good way.
Exactly. But I have got some tips here, right?
Oh, just the tip.
No, well, I have got just the tip from a leading psychosexologist. I've never heard of that title before, ever.
Sounds like a made-up job.
Not sure where you can get I'm not sure what the qualifications are. Anyway, leading psychosexologist, and that's
plenty of
in
qualifications,
quotes.
Yeah.
Chantel Otten has revealed some, I guess, cost-effective ways to bring the spark back to the bedroom.
Ah.
So, here she's quoted saying, your bedroom can become a sensual playground by dimming the lights, playing some erotic music, and utilizing everyday items as props.
So, dimming the lights is good. You're saving money on power right there.
Winning on winning. You're already tackling the cost of living crisis.
Sure.
Plus, you're bringing that spark back.
Yeah.
So, she's a couple examples she's used.
Oh, yeah.
Silk scarves can turn into blindfolds, a bit erotic. Ice cubes can provide unexpected delight. And a simple feather can become a tool of tease.
There you go. So just like chase a chicken around or something, grab its tail feather, job done. That's for free. Right?
Well, that's it. So there's lots of, I guess, what she's calling cost-effective ways to bring that romance back to the bedroom. So basically, the crux of the story is there's plenty of excitement and experimentation to be had within the confines of your own home already.
That's right. I mean, silk's a bit expensive, but you can probably use anything as a blindfold.
Yeah, that's true.
Grab one of those ones out of an old airline pack, you know?
Everyone's got one of them lying around somewhere.
Why do they even exist? Why are there so many of them? Anyway, you can use one of them for free. That's a Crevo tip for free.
Mate, are you a leading psychosexologist now?
Oh, if I can be on her pay, I will be. New FM.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Oh, get up and about, Steve, and here we go. Three of a Kind time. And now, if you've never heard this game before, super easy. What we do, we give you three things, three words, and you've got to figure out what is the linking theme between them. So, as an example, you might go TV, radio, and computer.
Oh, Steven.
Yeah.
Are they, I don't know, forms of communication, news, I don't
exactly
know.
You've got it. Electronics, that sort of stuff.
Oh, that kind of gear, yep.
Yeah, so easy. If you think you can figure out that kind of thing, this is your chance to use that power to win yourself prizes.
If you feel good Friday as well, if you don't mind, of course, prizes coming out the wazoo leading into the weekend, Crevo.
Lovely.
We've got, for the winner of Three of a Kind this morning, a double pass to New FM's advanced screening of Gran Turismo at Event Cinemas Glendale next Wednesday. Well, Wednesday coming, of course, August 9th. Our preview screening. Get to see it before anyone else.
Gran Turismo, that's going to be awesome. So it's based on a true story, got made into the PlayStation games. Now it's a movie. And by all accounts, this is going to be an awesome movie.
A star-studded cast as well, so one you don't want to miss. Plus, of course, speaking of stars, all callers on the show today in the draw for some Arj Barker tickets, of course, a double pass to see him at the Civic Theatre, Newcastle, Saturday, 26th of August.
So if you want to see Arj Barker, you want to go see Gran Turismo, want to do it for free, call up now, 4967-4105. You just got to figure out some of those three-of-a-kind puzzles faster than another person. If you do that, we're going to hook you up with prizes.
It's a feel-good Friday. Get involved. Launch it into your weekend. That's what I reckon.
Okay. 4967-4105. That's the number to call.
Up next, Crevo, I've discovered something absolutely shocking about the common airline, I suppose, and the people who work on them. They're taking us for a free ride, and they're using us for their own entertainment. I want to reveal the game. They're playing with you potentially on your flight up next.
All right, now, though.
1, 2, 3. New FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
All right, so this is our little game where you can win prizes just by figuring out the theme or the pattern faster than the other person. Now, you can play along at home as well. We give you three things, and you just got to, I guess, identify the theme and, you know, yell in your name as your buzzer. First to two, best of three. That's the point scoring system.
Yep.
And let's get into it, shall we?
Let's be a good Friday. Let's not muck around.
Let's meet our contestants for now. First of all, it's our runner-up from yesterday, Tash from Maitland. How you doing?
Yeah, good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Are you feeling a bit more, practiced and ready to go for today?
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff. Good to hear.
Fingers crossed we can get you some free stuff for your Feel Good Friday. Up against you, though, in Beresfield is Eliza this morning. Hey, Eliza.
Hey.
How are you feeling for your Feel Good Friday?
Yeah, good.
Excellent.
Sound like we're working you up. You're just getting going for the morning, are you?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, that's all right. You win some prizes, though. You'll be ready to go, won't you?
Yeah, that'll get
me
going.
Yeah,
all right. Well, best of luck to both our contestants. Once again, scoring system, as Crevo alluded to, is first to two, best out of three. Your name is your buzzer as well, so let's just test your buzzers first. Tash? Lovely. Eliza?
Eliza.
Yeah, lovely. Nice and quick. All right, wow. We know how the game works. Let's get into it. Best luck, both of you, this morning. Your first one is Foghorn, Modus, Steel City.
Tash.
Tash is quickest there.
Like things from a car? Like a vehicle?
Not the answer I was looking for.
Unfortunately not.
We'll move it on to Eliza. Do you have a guess?
Yeah, I have no clue.
What we were looking for was Newcastle Breweries, and I reckon Crevo signed me up for a few of each this afternoon.
Yeah, I've been to all of those regularly. Delicious.
Anyway, we move on. Still nil-nil. Your next one is, ladies, best of luck, penne, rigatoni, spaghetti. Tash, quickest again there.
Pasta?
Yeah, pasta is the correct answer. Well done. First score on the board to Tash.
We move on. With scoreboard pressure for Eliza. That's okay, though. You're still in this.
All right. Next one here. We have leopard, tiger, lion.
Eliza.
I think Eliza started quicker.
Yep.
Eliza?
What? Tigers?
Well, yeah, tigers isn't what we were looking for. I guess we pass on to Tash?
Animals with printed animals?
No, we were looking
printed
for...
Printed animals? What do you mean?
Crevo, give it a rest for the Friday.
Yeah, do you think a tiger that turns starts out as a lion and they just print on the stripes?
No.
Come on.
No, we were looking for, though, we were looking for big cats. Is
okay,
our answer for that
wake
one?
Up, everyone. Here we go. All one
right.
more.
All right, here we go. Next one. Audi, Coles, Woolworths. Tash, quicker there.
Supermarket.
Correct. Well done. We got there. Congratulations, Tash. You're off to go see our advanced screening of Gran Turismo at Event Cinemas Glendale. That'll be great next Wednesday.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Now, Eliza, as our runner-up, can we get you in for another go Monday?
Yeah.
Oh, good to hear. Good stuff. Winners all around, and that's the main thing. New FM.
I teased it earlier, Crevo, but I've got to reveal a cheeky game that your air host and hostess are playing, I suppose, at your expense. Obviously, I mean, they're working a long time, especially if you go on like OS overseas for a long-haul flight. You might be on a plane for sometimes close to a day.
That's right.
20 hours or something like that. You've got to entertain yourself somehow.
If you're the, yeah, like you said, one of the hosts or hostess, or you're there with all those people just chit-chatting away for 20 hours, you're going to have some mucking around, aren't you?
Well,
just a little bit.
You're going to have to, because you're stuck in a confined space and, like...
Tensions can be high.
Yeah, that's it. You've got to kind of find that comic relief from something.
Sure.
And an ex-air hostess, I suppose, has revealed one of the games that they like to play, the staff on the plane like to play, at potentially your expense, all right? So this has been going viral on TikTok. I want to play you this audio, and you can just have a listen to this.
My flight attendant friend told me about a competition that flight attendants would have on a flight called crop dusting. A flight attendant would walk up the aisle and fart as long as she could and see how many people would turn their heads like, oh my God, who's farted? Whoever turned the most heads won the competition.
They're turning it into a competition.
Unbelievable. Here I was the whole time sitting on my flight thinking, geez, the bloke in front of me's letting him go. You know, he's stinky as... Honestly, I apologise. I apologise to the people who've been sitting in front of me. It's false accusations.
It's always the hosties.
It's been the flight attendant this whole time. I can't believe that.
You're getting crop dusted. Have you ever turned around? Oh, no, you thought it was in front. So
I normally think it's in front, yeah.
Well, now you know. Look who that air hostess that walks past. They're the one responsible every time.
There's no way I can play this game. I reckon I just like...
Well, you're a bit on the noisier side.
From experience.
So they'd know straight away. Oh, he's done it.
Well, that wasn't what I was alluding to. Thanks for exposing that. More what I was getting at was I don't think I'd be able to keep my composure.
Right,
I don't think
I'd
be able to keep a straight face or like... But yeah, you're right. I do some loud farts.
0% chance of keeping that one a secret. New FM.
The Novos.
New FM. Feel Good Friday.
Oh, we are up and running for a Friday, and we've got $300 cash up for grabs with Trivia Check just after 7 o'clock. You just answer one trivia question correctly, and the money's yours. How easy.
That? Like you said, that's happening after 7. Up next, though, Crevo, there's a potential change coming to Australian roads.
Hmm.
I'm not sure how we feel about it just yet. Anyway, I'll reveal what these proposed changes are, and we'll talk about it on the other side of this.
So I guess we'll be, getting Newcastle's opinion on this potential change of roads to our area.
Plenty of prizes for your Feel Good Friday, just for getting involved as well.
New FM.
And I'm bringing you a bit of a debate that comes from where I grew up, basically, in Perth. There's a council there that are proposing that, I guess, the commonly accepted and known speed limit for residential areas is 50 kilometres an hour, right?
Sure. If you see driveways poking out into the road and you can't see a speed sign, 50.
You think 50 automatically, don't
Straight
you?
Away.
That's where
yep.
your mind goes
yep.
to. So, and that's what it's been for as long as I've been driving, anyway, and I'm sure lots of people feel the same.
Mm.
But this council in Perth are looking to change that. And they're looking to make it 40 kilometres an hour instead of 50 kilometres an hour.
Oh.
So residents of this area, in this particular council,
yeah.
are complaining that it's too hard to cross the road, to go, you know, to the shops or whatever it is. So in all the streets, basically, in this electorate are pushing to move to 40 kilometres an hour instead of 50. So dropping it by 10 kilometres an hour.
That feels frustrating. Without really knowing the full details. Surely if it's a road crossing issue, put in a zebra crossing where that's needed.
Yeah, well, that's
it. That can't be every street. Oh, that'll wind me up.
Well, apparently it's got a lot of support. Like 57% of people there are lobbying for this to happen. And you never know. Like, that might lead to a bit of a domino effect. And it could find its way here to the Hunter.
40 k's an hour on residential streets?
It feels like a crawl, doesn't it?
Because you know when you go into a school zone, you feel it.
You do. You feel so much slower.
Ooh, this is slow enough even for a kid, you know, for yeah. anyone to see this issue.
You don't. I know you definitely couldn't. But when you drop to 40, you feel like you could get out the car and walk quicker. You definitely couldn't, but that's how it feels, right?
It's so true.
You're
it's
like,
so true.
Oh my God, I bet I could walk quicker than this. Obviously you can't, but to put this into, I guess, a bit of perspective for people, if you were to drive, for example, from Rutherford to Bar Beach, going 50 kilometres the whole way, takes you 48 minutes, right?
Yeah, right.
If you were to drive at 40 k's, so drop it down, take you 1 hour. So you're adding over 10 minutes to your trip.
Mm.
It's 25%, obviously it's 25% faster.
Yeah, right. And that, I guess, will make a difference, especially people that drive all day. Say delivery drivers or something would be driven mad by this, wouldn't they?
Well, that's it. If you're adding up the Ks, obviously short trips, the distance, like your time isn't affected as much.
No.
But the longer you drive all day, the longer like you'll be on the roads effectively and the more time you'll lose.
Flip side of the argument is 41% of road fatalities, speed's a factor. So speed is a big issue in the community.
No, but 100% of road fatalities, speed's an issue, surely. Oh, do you mean speeding?
Speeding.
Oh, right. Yeah, but that's dropping the speed limit doesn't stop people from speeding.
That's true.
Still against the law.
Yeah, that's true. Actually, that's a null and void argument, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. I just think... I don't know. Like, safety is obviously of paramount importance.
Sure.
You've got to keep people safe, both pedestrians and road users.
Mm.
But 40 k's in all residential areas feels like it's going to be a punish, don't you think?
Well, I sort of do, but maybe you and I would, you know, just because two people have the same opinion doesn't mean everyone thinks that. 4967 4105, do you think this would be right or wrong to implement this in the Hunter? and around Newcastle, making 40k an hour speed limits for the residential areas.
Because Perth famously trendsetters, you know, Perth tends to everything first.
Listen to West is best over here, just trying to say that Perth is everything's the best over there.
No, you never know, though. It might find its way over to the Hunter, of course, our beautiful region over here. So, yeah, let us know. 4967 4105. Do you think it's right or wrong to drop these residential speed zones to 40 from, of course, the socially accepted 50 kilometres an hour? And for getting your opinion on the air today, plenty of prizes for your Feel Good Friday. Of course, we've got an advanced screening of Gran Turismo at Event Cinemas Glendale next Wednesday. You can get yourself there with a double pass. Plus, of course, all callers on the air today in the draw for a double pass to Arge Barker at the Civic Theatre Newcastle, which is happening Saturday the 26th of August.
4967 4105, right or wrong, making all the roads, you know, residential roads, 40 k's an hour down from 50. I don't know if it sits right with me. New FM.
And we're talking, I suppose, Trevor, about the potential of dropping residential speed limits from 50 kilometres an hour to 40 kilometres an hour. This comes after a council from back where I'm from, Perth, has suggested this very, very proposal to their people, you know, to the people who live in this electorate. Over 60% saying they agree. So it looks like it's something that might be implemented there and could find its way over here to the Hunter, of course.
Well, once it happens there, it'll be a domino effect. It used to be 60. You used to be able to drive 60 in all the residential areas. Then it's dropped down to 50. Next 40. What's next? 30?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
It's really annoying on Honeysuckle. I'll tell you that much for free.
Yeah, that's 30, isn't it? Yeah, that does feel slow.
That is so slow. You got, like, kids walking past, like, faster than you.
But I guess, well, they're not. But anyway, I guess what we're doing is we're getting a temperature check right across Newcastle.
Maybe a really tall kid.
What we're thinking, what people think of this proposed change, I suppose, dropping the residential speed limit from 50 to 40. You can give us a call, 4967 4105. Plenty of prizes for your Feel Good Friday up for grabs. You can also message us on Instagram, though, at @thenovos_.
Sure.
Where Selena has messaged us and has just said, small sacrifice to keep our kids safe.
Okay, so there's one for saying that it is, you know, like I did allude to before, speed is a factor in a lot of different accidents.
It is, you're right, but you also said before that you can add zebra crossings and stuff like that, put another lollipop lady in. I don't know, if you're worried about the kids.
Yeah, that's
true. I feel like there's other ways to keep them safe. Yeah.
All right, well, let's go to the phone, shall we?
We head to Port Stephens to begin with. Morning, Matt.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing this fine morning?
Oh, mate, we are great for a Friday. And yourself?
Oh, 10 degrees. I'm loving it.
mate, battling away. Now, tell us, what do you think of these proposed changes, mate?
Oh, look, man, I think it's already slow enough. In my head, I feel like it could cause frustration.
Yeah, okay. Well, are you on the road a fair bit, Matt?
Yeah. I'm doing deliveries, doing work with bus and everything every day.
So this could potentially cost you a lot of money as well, I suppose.
Yeah, time in between jobs lost and everything.
Yeah, well, it's 25%, really, and that's what people don't think about, is that, you know, when you go from one spot to another, if you've got to go through a lot of residential streets, then, you know, it's going to cost you a lot more time.
Yeah, when you think about being in the city already, you already use a lot of fuel, doing stop and start, doing slow.
It's a no from Matt. All right.
And cars are built to be more efficient at quicker, speeds.
Just a little bit faster, yeah. All right. To Marilyn next. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning, Groovers. Happy Friday.
And to you. Yeah. Now, what do you think about this one, Jen?
Well, I'm only in 50 zone and doing 60, so really it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah, okay. What, you reckon?
You got 32 Honeysuckle. I mean, you can't do 30. The cars aren't built to do 30, 20 and all that kind of crap. You've got speedos up to 240. Why build a car with speed if you're not going to use it? Sorry. They can go to buggery. I'm speeding until I get caught.
Right, okay.
I've got all my points.
Oh, you got all your points. What car do you drive? Yes. You got a Ferrari or something? You're not saying. They'll target you. That's what they'll do.
So I guess the moral of the story is that the speed limits only stop honest criminals, by the sounds of it.
Sounds definitely true. New FM.
Oh, that's awesome.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novos Trivia Check.
Oh, here we go. We've got $300 up for grabs this morning. All you got to do is answer one trivia question correctly. You do that right, money's yours. Cash money straight in your pocket. So yes for me.
And of course, $300 leading into your weekend, if you don't mind. That'd be very nice. Treat yourself to a nice dinner. Maybe Paymasters.
Ooh.
Something real flashy for the week. Like, really treat yourself. That's what I'm talking.
Crystal Brook, that rooftop restaurant.
Oh, now you're talking my language. Talking dirty to me, Creamer. Like we said, $300 up for grabs on your Friday morning. All you got to do to get your hands on this cash, 4967-4105. Give that number a call right now. Once you do so, you're in the draw. You got to answer one trivia question correct. You do that right, it's all yours leading into the weekend.
Yeah, only local winners too. So you're in with a chance already just by being local.
One more time if you missed it. 4967-4105. That's the last time I'm saying it. We're playing
ever.
Ever.
New FM.
And up next, Craver, I'm taking aim at the Humble Pub Lunch Special because I feel like an injustice has been done. I need to get your opinion on whether, you know, I'm in my right to have a bit of a whinge or if I'm being a little bit precious.
You're feeling a bit wrong done by it. New FM.
Let's put your knowledge to the test for the chance to get paid. It's the Novo's Trivia Check.
All right, so for $300 this morning, all you got to do is answer one trivia question correctly.
How good's that for your Feel Good Friday? Like, honestly, the easiest way in the Hunter to win yourself money.
And there's been so many local winners recently. We've given away thousands of dollars this year. So why don't you just grab yourself a little share, you know? Grab yourself a share of that cash.
And give yourself a big party leading into weekend, of course. Now, like you said, one question between a potential Novacastrian and $300. Should we meet our lucky contestant this morning?
Let's do it.
We head to Gilliston Heights where we have Josh on the line. Morning, Josh.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Very well. How's yourself for your Feel Good Friday?
Oh, good. A little bit chilly, but looks like it's going to be a good day.
Ah, mate, you'll power through, I'm sure. Now, got $300 potentially up for grabs this morning. What would you want to spend it on if you did manage to get it in your back pocket?
Oh, I might take the wife and kids out to dinner.
Ah, you're good. You're good, Josh. Well, fingers crossed you can get this. Like we said, one question. You got a 5-second timer as well. Don't let it rattle you. Are you ready for your question?
Far away.
All right, best of luck, Josh. Your question this morning is, what kinds of clouds surround the eye of a hurricane?
Cumulus clouds.
Is the answer cumulus clouds?
Not a bad guess. The answer we're looking for, though, wall clouds, unfortunately. So incorrect this morning. But thanks so much for playing, Josh. And, of course, that means on Monday we get $325 up for grabs for one lucky Newcastle resident.
New FM.
And the other day, Crevo, yourself, myself and Scott Chippy Frappell, of course, producer, went out for lunch together. So we went for a little team meeting, of course. One you can write off on tax, you know. God, I feel like a pub feed. Let's invite a couple people from work. Write it off as a work expense.
Job's done.
Are good in, of course. So the three of us, we went to the Town Hall Hotel for a lovely pub lunch because we were enticed by the lunch special.
Sure.
So they had, like, on offer various menu items, pub classics mainly, which you could get for $15 a serve. So
fish and chips, for example.
Fish and chips was on there. I got myself a steak sandwich.
Yeah.
Burgers up for grabs as well. Scott got himself, I think, like a chicken Caesar wrap or something like that.
All the classics.
Some pub classics, $15 a serve. You think, wow, what a great deal. So that enticed us in. We thought, that's good. Happy days, close to work as well, less than 10 minutes from here. We're like, bosh, done.
Yeah.
So three of us trudged over, went and enjoyed our pub feed. And obviously we're pretty happy with, you know, $15 playing for lunch. But when it came out, the serve, I was a little bit underwhelmed, I won't lie. Now, I want to preface this by saying the food, I thoroughly enjoyed my meal.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, like, how you felt about the quality of your food.
Excellent.
Quality of my food was unbelievable. That's not what's in question here. The thing that's in question is the size of this portion. I think, personally, a little bit deceiving to put something as a $15 lunch special and then just bring out a smaller serve than the regular serve.
Yeah, here's the thing as well.
Is it a special if you pay less money for less food? That seems like how the market works.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And, you know, here's what further deceived me. It's actually very close to my house, that pub.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll probably, I reckon, once or twice a month go for a dinner special during the week.
Yep.
And this serves it bigger.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what entices you in. You think, yeah. $15, wow, I usually pay, what, $25 for my fish and chips. I get $10 off. That's a great deal. Yeah. But you just get a smaller serve. That's not a special. That's how pricing works.
It's more like $5 off and $5 worth of food off as well.
Well, that's it.
It's like a smaller special.
It's like saying, I could offer you this 600ml Coke. I can offer you a Coke that's cheaper. You know, half the price. You go, yeah, I'll have that one. It's a can. You go, well, of course it's cheaper. Yeah, of course it's cheaper. I don't know. Like, obviously the food was unreal, and like, I thoroughly did enjoy my meal.
And overall, I would prefer quality over quantity.
That is true. I just felt a little hard done by, like a little bit deceived.
Would you have preferred to pay $20 and get more food?
Yeah.
There we go.
I think so.
All right.
Just be upfront about it, I think. Maybe a little asterisk and say,
these are smaller serves.
Smaller serves. Lunch serve or something like that.
Then you go, okay, I accept that. At least you've been told, that sort of thing.
I don't know. Just beware. When you're out there and you're going to the humble pub lunch special in particular, just be aware. Maybe look around at the other tables, see the serves they're getting, and work out if you think it is worth
that. If it's enough food for you, you've had a Stephen warning about it. Yeah, fam. Damn!
The Novos.
New FM.
Get that feel-good Friday feeling.
Oh, in the next chapter of the Mayfield to Porto saga, Stephen.
Here we go.
On the, like, hurricane fencing they've got around the outside, they've got now these big, like, vinyl posters where you can scan the QR code to sign up to be an employee for the Porto.
Don't they already have a bunch of employees waiting for shifts?
Well, yeah, from December last year. However, I'd be thinking, if I was looking for a job, oh, yeah, kicking about Mayfield looking for a job, I'd be thinking, don't know if I want to sign up. I think I want some work now, you know? Not a maybe of work soon.
Well, what's our bet? Is it this year? I think you've said that it's going to open this year.
Yeah.
So it won't be till next year.
Yeah, I definitely said this year. We had over or under before the end of this year, and I said under. I think it'll open this year.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I'm still confident? We're already in August, man.
Look, I'm a little bit nervous, but I still think it's going to happen. Anyway.
Okay. Well,
to play for.
All to play for. And speaking of stuff to play for, of course, $100, thanks to our friends at Singo's, available for you up next. We're going to play a game of ours. It's called Clickbait Roulette. I'll explain it all on the other side of this.
The lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. The Novos. Clickbait Roulette.
Yeah, my favourite game. I love this one. It's fairly new as well.
It is. You know,
it's like a new toy on Christmas. It's exciting. We're still kind of feeling out how we're playing it, getting to learn each other. But if you are new to the show, welcome. This is called Clickbait Roulette. And in essence, what it is it's two truths and a lie, but with clickbait article titles, I suppose. So
that's right.
What's going to happen here is we need one contestant on the air, 4967-4105, playing for a $100 voucher, if you don't mind, to Singo's, leading into the weekend, of course. Fill your fridge, freezer and bellies with great weekly specials now at Singo's Butchery Broadmeadow. Perfect for your weekend barbecue. 4967-4105, one contestant who's going to team up with you, Crevo.
Yeah.
So what's happening is I've got three articles in front of me, two of which I've seen on Real News sites, and news a very loose term, tabloids count, social media, all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
One article I've made up.
Yeah.
It's your job and the listener's job to try and decipher which is the fake article title.
Now, there's a couple of layers to this as well. I'm just going to explain as well. Because Stephen could, first of all, create a very, very crazy sounding article that's almost like too crazy to be true, and you go, oh, it's too good to be true, maybe it is true. Or he could
try and sneak it in.
He could try and create one that sounds very real, that isn't real.
Yeah, so there's lots of bluffing and double bluffing and triple bluffing. It's really fun. I do enjoy it. And because we are kind of new as a team working together, we're not quite like, I don't know, I don't know if I'm in your head yet. I'm not sure if you're quite in mine yet. It's still a feeling out process, but lots of fun to be had. So give us a call now, 4967-4105. Like I said, $100 worth of free meat, thanks to our friends at Singo's, up for grabs, with one lucky contestant playing Clickbait Roulette on the other side of this.
New FM.
The lowest prices and the highest quality meat. Shop with Singo's Broadmeadow and enjoy the benefits. The Novos. Clickbait Roulette.
I'm actually genuinely so excited to play this game. I love it. One of my favourite, a new game. We're like kids at Christmas, excited with our new toy. For those just joining, like I said, it is called Clickbait Roulette and up for grabs today. $100 of free meat. Thanks to our friends at Singo's, if you don't mind. Perfect for your weekend barbecue. What happens here? If you're unfamiliar with the game, is it's in essence two truths and a lie, but with clickbait article titles. So I've got in front of me three titles. Two of which I've seen on real news sites. Again, very loose term. One of which I've made up. It's your job, Crevo, to help out, I suppose, our listener in deciphering which is the fake article. So you need to sniff out the rat, in essence.
Find the lie. Let's meet our contestant for this morning, to Abba Glasson. Good morning, Kylie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well, thanks. Now, are you usually pretty good at, you know, sniffing out a lie?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, very good. And are you across the news cycle as well? Watch the news once in a while?
Every now and then, yeah.
Oh, you're well qualified then.
Crevo might be able to help out with that as well, of course.
I hope so.
Once again, for you, Kylie, I've got three articles, two of which are real, only one is fake. So you need to find the fake article. I'll go through them quickly here, and then you two can go through your thought process.
Yeah, I'll help you work it out, all right?
All right.
Okay.
Article one for you guys. Robert Irwin cancelled. Cuddly koala goes viral after wildlife warrior gives it a smooch on the lips. That's your first article. Article number two. My double D-sized breast implants made me go blind. Felt like I was slowly dying. And article number three. Elon Musk's secret Project 42 has worried his colleagues.
Ooh, so okay.
An eclectic mix of articles there for you. What are your initial thoughts, Kylie?
Oh, I'm thinking maybe the last one about Elon Musk.
Okay. So basically, just as a reminder, you've got Robert kissing a koala.
Yes.
The blinding breasts or Elon's secret project. These are the ones. Now, okay, let's just go through them bit by bit, I guess, first of all. Do you think that Robert Irwin would kiss a koala? Do you think he would kiss it?
Of course.
Yes.
Of course he would.
Okay, so you're reckoning that's on the likely side of things.
Yeah.
All right, moving along. Do you think breast implants could cause blindness? Do you reckon that's possible?
Well, I'm tossing up now between the last two.
Because Elon Musk having a secret project, that doesn't seem too surprising in itself, does it?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, no, that's probably right, yeah.
Question for you, Stephen. With the koala kissing incident, Robert, what did it cause again?
I can read the full article for you.
Yeah, let's do it again.
So, Robert Irwin cancelled is the start. Robert Irwin cancelled. Cuddly koala goes viral after wildlife warrior gives it a smooch on the lips.
Kiss on the lip. Cancel. Do you think that would cause people to cancel Robert Irwin, though?
No, I don't think so.
Like, if Robert Irwin kissed a koala on the lips, people aren't going to go, oh, that's sexually inappropriate. We're not...
It's a wild world we live in.
The Irwins are cancelled. Yeah, okay.
PC gone mad. Go woke, go broke. That's what I say.
The breast situation, I think that an operation could cause blindness. I'm going to go...
Yeah.
I think we can say probably... What are your thoughts on... We're saying that's definitely okay and a true one.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Yeah, okay, yep. So the breasts, I think, the blinding breasts we're saying is safe.
You're going to lock in as a true article.
Yeah, so now we're...
So to recap, that leaves you with a 50-50 now. Mm. You've got Robert Irwin cancelled, cuddly koala goes viral after wildlife warrior gives it a smooch on the lips, and you've got Elon Musk's secret, Project 42, has worried his colleagues.
You know what? For me, the Elon Musk one, it feels he'd have 42 projects, I reckon. I think that doesn't, you know, and something worrying his colleagues, probably something to do with artificial intelligence or something like that, maybe. If I don't want to push you in a certain direction here.
Yeah, well, which way are you leaning, Kylie?
Oh, you have got me all confused now. I'm not sure where I want to go now.
What one feels more fake, I guess, is the real question. Robert Irwin cancelled? or Elon Musk's secret project has his colleagues, has his co, you know, his workers worried? What one feels more fake out of those? I've got no idea.
Well,
you too.
Yeah. Well, my first instinct was the Elon Musk one.
Mm.
So, but now that we've had a bit of a talk about it, I'm not sure now.
Question with grammar in the articles. When the Robert Irwin one, is it cancelled question mark?
Yeah, Robert Irwin cancelled question mark exclamation mark.
You know what? Because of that question mark, I think I tend to agree with you, Kylie. I reckon the Elon Musk one, it feels normal enough, and I reckon he's written it as a normal style article to try and trick us. I think you're right. Yeah. I think you should go with that one as the fake.
Yep, okay. Let's lock it in.
We're locking it in. The Elon Musk one is the fake article.
Final answers?
Yeah.
All right, locked in. Unfortunately, I've deceived you both.
Oh, no.
The fake article was Robert Irwin cancelled. Cuddly Koala goes far after Wildlife Warrior gives it a smooch on the lips. One, you're right. No. Robert Irwin probably not going to get cancelled too. I don't think he'd kiss a koala on the lips.
Yeah. You're probably You've got us. Oh, well.
Anyway, it's back next week with more freebies to win. Thanks to our friends at Singo's, of course. Ease the cost of living. Check out their great weekly specials at Singo's Butchery, Broadmeadow. I love this game.
You got us. New FM.
The Novos. Feel Good Friday.
And Jess, don't run away, because next I need a little favour from you, if that's all right.
Favour?
Yeah. Obviously, yesterday on the show I revealed that someone, i.e. myself, may have forgotten Siobhan and I's anniversary. Big time in the doghouse.
Naughty boy.
I've planned an elaborate date to try and get myself back in the good books. I want to get your opinion, see if you think I've done enough to right this wrong.
All right, we'll see.
All right, well, obviously we'll talk about that up next because, yeah, I'm panicking. I'm big time worried here.
And so you should be, because she hasn't even got here yet and you're already in trouble. Like, does the Charlestown Castle even have a doghouse for you to sleep in?
Yeah, I'm going to have to, yeah, and I'll be...
Nip down to Bunnings.
Yeah.
You better get one because you need to make yourself a bed. New FM.
And we're going
to
bring Jess from the newsroom back in for a bit of a chat because, Jess, I've done an absolute oopsie doopsie.
You certainly did.
Yeah. So basically, for those that are just joining, yesterday I was talking to Jess and Crevo, obviously, about how someone in my relationship, i.e. definitely me, had forgotten Siobhan and I's anniversary. Now, I tried to play it off cool and, you know, she was like, you got anything to say to me? I was like scrambling and I went, oh, you got anything to say to me, you know? I was waiting for you to say it first.
Communication works both ways, that old one.
Yeah, that's it.
Terrible
nice
idea.
I was sitting around all day gutted that you hadn't messaged me happy anniversary yet, you know, waiting on you. Anyway.
She didn't believe that.
Yeah, obviously my lies fell through pretty quick. I crumbled under pressure and just... I don't know. The grovelling process has already begun, basically, right, to try and get myself out of the doghouse.
So, back in the good books.
Obviously, yeah, I'm just apologising and apologising and apologising, but...
Because famously, she's moving from the other side of the country just to be with you.
Just for you, mate.
I know. I already feel bad enough, but I know that words can only go so far, so I've tried to let my wallet do a bit of the talking here.
Smart. So, you already get it.
As discussed yesterday, the radio wallet, what have you come up with?
Yeah, okay, so you got to let me know, Jess, you think this is ample to get me out of the doghouse. I've been scrambling over the last 24 hours to plan this date for Siobhan and I. So, here we go. I'm setting the scene. Siobhan gets into Sydney Airport tomorrow at about 3 o'clock, right?
Nice.
I'm going to pick her up from the airport.
Good.
Already coming late because I'm coming from footy.
How late will you be, do you reckon?
Look, hopefully only... it takes 20 minutes for her to get a bag out the bloody carousel anyway. So
and
should be
and
right.
Will you be in your footy clothes still?
I'll have a shower in the ground quickly.
Oh, yeah, smart. You just put your old clothes back on? Or
Better than nothing.
I'm not starting strong. Anyway, so I've met Siobhan open arms at the airport.
Good to see you.
What she doesn't know is we're not coming back to Newcastle. We've got a night in Sydney. I booked a room. We're staying in Surry Hills, right? In the heart, really, of Sydney's nightlife.
Yep.
Nice. So
we've got a nice little room there, which is the start of it.
Yep.
From there, we're going to have a quick shower, get ourselves ready, because obviously she's surprised. She's got to get changed and get ready for a night out.
Yeah.
Because we're heading to Fratelli Fresh Darling Harbour. So waterside dining, three-course Italian meal plus included in this, right? 2 hours of Aperol spritz, espresso martinis, beer, or, of course, wine.
Lovely.
Not bad.
Package. Yeah. And then
imagine
from there,
the two glasses clinking together as you look over Darling Harbour.
Oh, the pretty lights.
This is what I'm hoping for, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah.
And then from that, you know, gorgeous, you know, waterside dining or a short stroll from Sydney's Grand Electric, which is where we've got tickets to Blanc de Blanc on Saturday night.
He's actually done all right, I think.
I think you have.
And then back to the room, and then obviously we'll come back Sunday. So we'll
then
spend
next
the next
morning.
Yeah, we'll spend Saturday night together in Sydney. Fingers crossed.
This will get you
done enough, because I'm out of pocket a fair bit for this night. So.
This is what you could even do. I knew about the anniversary, wanted to have this as a surprise and not bring it up.
See, this is why we opened up the Brain Trust. This is why.
That's what I'd be saying.
Is what we're looking for. Now, Jess, what's your verdict? Do you think I've done enough to maybe, you know, save myself a little bit?
I think you have. If it were me, I love Italian. Blanc de Blanc is epic. That's such a good night out on its own. So, well done.
I think you're
come
in the
tick,
good
tick, tick, tick.
Yes. All right, it's Jess approved.
And then
100%.
If Siobhan's still not happy, I'll say, well, Jess would have appreciated that.
Yeah, exactly. Go back to Perth.
Nothing like, you know, is more romantic than talking about another lady's opinion. A co-worker as well.
Work wife, so to speak.
Indeed.
Done. All right, I think you'll be all right. What's the goss up next? New FM.
The Novos. What's the goss? New FM.
Now, Scott, in the building, of course, got us all across Hollywood and everything that's happening in the celebrity world. And what's new today?
Gents, the story that really caught my eye this morning is about the Barbie movie. Now, have you guys seen it yet?
I'm still yet to see it.
I don't think I'll ever see it,
to
be honest.
Wait,
I've been lined up. Siobhan said she wants to see it when she gets over here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's on the works, yeah.
It's going to be, you watch it. Well, there's a song in the movie called I'm Just Ken. Now, if you've seen the publicity for this movie, Ken is Ryan Gosling, an actor, not a singer.
Yes.
But the whole point of the song is that he's Ken, he's putting his heart on his sleeve. I'm just Ken. Like, yeah, the real, it's a song that makes sense in the context of the movie. As a standalone song, you're like, what is Ryan Gosling doing?
Yeah.
Why is he singing?
He's sung in other movies as well. He's actually not a bad singer.
He's not bad, but also he's not.
He has a pretty prominent singing role in La La Land, one of my favourite films.
I haven't seen that either.
A pretty good job there.
Well, looking at the Billboard Hot 100 that's come out, he's made it. Ryan Gosling is on the Hot 100 list, and you go, it's number 87, so it's still in the countdown, but like it's towards the back end.
Yeah.
But still, you go, this kind of song is a bit of like a bit of tongue, like it's a serious message to the song.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a bit tongue in cheek. It's Ryan Gosling running around as a toy.
It shows the power, though, of a Barbie movie, doesn't it?
Well, you know what it shows the power of as well? I haven't seen the movie at all.
Yep. Mm.
Super familiar with this song, though.
Mm-hmm.
All over TikTok at the moment.
Yeah, the power of TikTok and a Barbie movie combined. It's like when McDonald's met Monopoly. Whoever came up with that idea, like, well, let's just combine these two powerhouses together.
It's so interesting. It does seem that these days TikTok is maybe one of the biggest influences in the what is in the top 100. Top
music-wise,
you
know? Yeah, absolutely.
100%. There's got to be a reason why all the new hits that are coming out are under 2.5 minutes long. Because they fit in the TikTok genre.
It's funny, we were talking about this the other day. Amy Shark's new song's like a minute 12 or something like
that.
Yeah,
it's a minute 50. But yeah.
Anyway. It fits into the length of a TikTok.
100%. Yeah. And there's a dance to it.
There is a dance to it. I haven't seen that yet.
Sidetracking on the Amy Shark thing. It is a song that's under 2 minutes. I got a dance to it. And the film clip is filmed entirely on a Google Pixel phone.
Probably in vertical too.
So it's showing you, hey, do this. This is how you do it, and then put it on TikTok. It's insane. Like, the TikTok world is just crazy.
That's just marketing on marketing, isn't it?
You've got to be smart. You've got to be the first one to utilize these. You've got to see this trend coming and be the first one to jump on it.
Well, she is an up-and-coming talent, to be fair.
Best new talent at the Logies. Yes, that's the one.
Unbelievable.
The other thing circulating today, Jens, we talked about for the last couple of days, the allegations against Lizzo.
Yes.
Now, she's broken her silence in a lengthy Instagram. I would say it's a post, but it's not a post. It's a screenshot of her notes app.
Yeah, and that you seems go, to be the way at the moment, doesn't it? Yeah.
I'm not a fan of it. Type it out again.
We'll copy paste. Surely you can do that.
I'm not a fan of it because she's just screenshotted different sections and scrolling through it. Look, if you want to go check it out, Newcastle, interpret it the way that you want to interpret it, because there are a lot of people in the comments. There's hundreds and thousands of comments just sitting there and of people hurling abuse, people saying stuff, some loving her, what she's saying, some hating what she's saying.
Well, the crux of it, though, I have read this, is basically she's come out and blatantly denied pretty much all the allegations, right?
Well, that's the one thing, is that she's denied it, but then she's only specifically talked about, because she was up on a whole range of charges, like a whole range of allegations brought against her. Again, massive rumors, allegations, nothing's confirmed. The only one she actually addressed in her, or speaking to the media, was body shaming. That's the only thing she addressed. In terms of our hostile work environment, in terms of there was a thing of false imprisonment, like, they weren't even touched on.
Classic trick. I use that on Siobhan all the time. She sent me all these messages. I'll just reply the one that's convenient to me.
Oh.
I just go, I can't answer all that.
You're working on Lizzo's PR team, mate, Stephen. All right, well, thanks for that. I'm sure you'll keep us up to date as that one progresses, because that will be an interesting case to follow for sure.
Most certainly.
You're waking up with the Novos, 8:27, New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos. New FM. Feel Good Friday.
And Jess mentioned it there in her bulletin, of course, but Broadmeadow Magic taking on Sydney United tonight, Magic Park, 7:30. I'm going to be there.
You're going to go check out the game?
Going to go watch the game. Big game. You've got to support your local clubs like this. Like, it's
so
a massive
true.
Game for a team like Magic, you know, and it's happening at their home, Magic Park. You can watch it as well, I'm pretty sure, on 10 Play.
There you go.
Getting broadcast. So, big game for, I guess, you don't want to, like, berate them, but smaller team like that, you know. Obviously not like a professional team, semi-professional at best. It's good to get behind these kind of teams, local teams, and see them beat those guys down the road.
How much are the tickets? Do you know?
I'm not sure off the top of my head. Not normally to go watch a game is only like $10 or something like that. They might bump it because it's, you know, the Australian Cup and round of 32. It's a big occasion.
Yeah.
But normally doesn't cost you much at all to get in.
And, well, good value is entertainment, really, isn't it?
Oh, well, that's it, yeah. No, it'll be a lot of fun. So, if you're free and you're into your kind of soccer, there's a lot of soccer fever at the moment, of course, with the Women's World Cup. And there's no Women's World Cup games tonight because, of course, the knockout stage starts tomorrow. So, if you need something to fill that soccer void...
Perfect opportunity.
Perfect opportunity to get down and support.
So, what, will you be out the front doing signings before or anything?
This is rubbish. This is absolute slander, this is. I'll be there supporting the team just like every other punter.
Okay, very good. Good stuff.
Anyway,
man of the people. I get it.
Anyway, up next, we will get Jess involved, get you involved as well as the two, I guess, dog owners in the team.
Yeah.
Because if something could be changing for dog owners, it's already happening overseas, might be implemented in the Hunter, and I want to get your thoughts on it.
All right, details on the NX here on 105.3 New FM.
Hey, Crevo, we're moving to France, where they're basically, there could be a change for all dog owners. So dog owners beware, it's already happening overseas, could come to the Hunter. So what I want to do is basically, I want to get your opinion. I also want to bring Jess from the newsroom back in, because you two both own dogs. I don't own a dog, so it affects you two more directly than I. Basically, what's happening here, though, is they're trying to get this DNA database for all pet dogs in this town of France, right? In France. And what they're going to do is, you know, all pet dogs, they're going to get a little DNA sample from. And when you go out walking with your dog, you have like a DNA passport with it, essentially, which authorities can use to scan it and, you know...
Prove that that's the right
prove
dog.
Prove that's the right dog, et cetera,
prove
et cetera.
It's your dog.
But
okay.
What they're going to use this for is they're going to match that DNA up from dogs around town with unattended poop that they've seen lying on the street. So basically, they're going to, you know, this poo hasn't been picked up. They're going to go there, they're going to test it and go, we know that belongs to so-and-so on this street. Go over. You get slapped with a couple hundred dollars worth of fines. It's like $250 or something like that.
Okay, interesting.
So you two both own dogs. Jess, what are your thoughts on this?
I mean, is dog poop that much of a problem? I feel like, well, actually, those in the Thornton Chisholm community page would probably be really excited. It seems to be everyone's pet peeve at the moment that there's too much dog crap on the pathways.
Yep.
It's a bit far. Like, really? It's quite hard to pick it up. I mean, I have on the odd occasion not picking up some dog poo just because I didn't have a bag and it was gross and just know that...
Just as gross. It's not your problem
like
anymore.
Sloppy. Like, ew, how are you even meant to pick that up?
Guilty. This is
why would I just admit that?
This is exactly what we need to implement something like this for.
Yeah,
for like Jess.
I think we need to implement.
Come on, Crevo. There has to be one occasion where you haven't picked up the poo.
So last week.
Here we go.
Yeah, last week.
Here we go.
The dog did a poo, and I was like, oh, no, out of bags.
I went home, got some bags, came back, picked it up.
You did not.
Absolutely did. Hand on heart. I think it's one of the worst behaviours, leaving dog crap around, just for any old person to step on. Oh,
and there's nothing more inconvenient as well than when you step in it, because it stinks out everything, and like, man, what's that smell following you?
Suddenly,
you've dragged it everywhere.
Oh, what a nightmare.
And that smell doesn't come out either.
No, and I know not to go around Thornton now. No, Jess is there,
leaving it everywhere, yeah.
It's all right, Alfred hides it. He doesn't want to poo in front of people. He's very private.
Oh, he's a little shy pooper, is he?
He doesn't like an audience.
Yeah, okay. You get stage fright. What's interesting about your example, though, Crevo, if it's true, it seems very far-fetched.
It's 100% true.
If it is true, though, you could still get slapped with a fine.
I was quick.
Because imagine,
I ran home, got the bag, ran back.
Yeah, okay.
I think I would have been fine. Maybe I'll leave a note next time.
Coming back.
I'm coming back.
Be
this.
Back soon.
Any dramas, like, you know, if you scratch someone's car, give me a call.
Yeah.
So I'll come and sort it out.
You should just, Jess, print out a bunch of them and just never come back. Or leave all these notes, coming back, please don't fine.
Or put someone else's number.
There we go, Crevo.
Have you got any enemies?
But obviously, this is being implemented first overseas, but stuff like this tends to be a bit of a domino effect, you know?
It often is.
So, I guess
they've got the technology now.
I want to get a bit of a temperature check and see what people of Newcastle think. So, 49674105, what do we think of this DNA database to basically catch people leaving the dog poop out?
Okay, should we have it here in Newcastle? 49674105, should we DNA test all dogs?
And of course, for your call on the air today, plenty of prizes for your Feel Good Friday.
Yes.
Including, but not limited to, the advanced screening of Gran Turismo at Event Cinemas Glendale. That's on Wednesday, of course.
Lovely.
You're seeing Crevo and I there, which would be great. Plus, caller of the day today in the draw for a double pass to Arj Barker, one of Australia's finest. He's playing at the Civic Theatre on Saturday, the 26th of August.
So, could get Arj Barker tickets, could get Gran Turismo tickets just for calling up and letting us know, should we be DNA testing all dogs here in the Hunter? New FM.
Because we are solving, I guess, one of Newcastle's great quarrels at the moment. Mm. Basically, what's happening is, if you're just joining us, this town in France, they've implemented this DNA database for all dogs in the town. They're going to use this database. Basically, they've grabbed a bit of DNA from all the dogs, and they're going to use it to find the owners who are leaving dog poops around town. So they're going to test that poo that's just lying there and go, we know that belongs to so-and-so from this street.
Yep.
And they can slap you with a big fine.
They'll just send it in the mail.
Now, we want to know what people of Newcastle think of this. So, of course, give us a call, 49674105. We head to Thornton to begin with, where we meet Steve. Morning, Steve.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Very well. Now, tell us, what do you think of this?
Oh, I think it's pretty stupid. They should put the money towards homeless people and help fix the roads.
Well, there are two things that really need fixing around Newcastle, so I get that.
They could use, though, the fines that they get from this, the revenue raising, to go to stuff like that.
Yeah, they probably could.
Yeah, you've got him on that one.
Oh, there you go. He's right, though. It probably would come at a cost to begin with. DNA testing and stuff like that.
Set up a lab and stuff, but those people have jobs then.
And the cost, though, probably is going to get passed on to dog owners.
Oh, that'll 100% be.
So if you are a good dog owner, you're probably still going to have to brunt the financial cost of this, even though you've done nothing wrong.
Yeah, that's true. To Toronto next. Hello, Cassie.
Morning.
What are your thoughts on this?
I am 100,000,000% for this idea.
Yep, love it.
I have two dogs myself, and I have only ever, in my nearly 8 years of being a dog mum, ever let one poop slip and not pick it up, and I will wear that. I definitely think it is a great idea. There is nothing worse than being out, enjoying the walk, enjoying the nature, and bringing somebody else's poo-poo home with you on your shoe.
Yeah. Question for you, Cassie. When and where was the one that you let slip?
So, actually, quite funny. It was when I was first starting to train my 8-year-old boy walking outside.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd been going out for probably about 6 months, and he had not pooed while we've been out. So I didn't see the need. It was kind of slipped my mind to grab the little doggy bags that you clip onto their lead.
Yeah. Yep.
And we're walking, we're having a great time, and he just stopped in the middle of the road.
And
oh, no.
Oh, that's less than ideal. So if you ever drove, what area was it?
Did I'm definitely not going to shame myself there.
Okay. Toronto, probably.
Yeah. If you ever drove over a poo in Toronto, that was Cassie. That was definitely her.
One in 8 years, though.
Yeah, you know, everyone counts, though.
Yeah, okay, I suppose. All right, let's go next to Chisholm. We will meet Justin. Morning, Justin. What do you think of this, mate?
Mate, I don't think it's worth the money. It's going to just be put on the registration of the dog. And like all other prices, it's just going to go up. I'm sure we could just do a bit more teaching when people purchase a dog or something like that. I just feel it's going to be a shocker.
Waste of money, people are thinking.
Bureaucratic nightmare.
The problem is you can train people all they want, but with no consequence. Mm. Sometimes it is naive to assume that the people of this world will do a good deed for the sake of doing a good deed.
Sometimes you
do need a punishment in there.
So in the end, we ended up with 2 against 1 for, well, Steve from Thornton we flipped him around once he realised it was a revenue-raising opportunity. He could be a politician the way that's running. But overall, I guess it's leaning towards no, isn't it?
Yeah, lots of hesitancy, I suppose, around the Hunter to implement something like this. So I guess dog owners safe. They live another day.
Because it's famously, stuff like this decided by us. Once and for all. That's us done for today. We are going to award Cassie from Toronto we're going to give her Archbarker tickets just for calling the show. And just for having her opinion on this and thinking that should be implemented.
Yeah, of course, as well. Your prizes continue all through your Feel Good Friday. Our producer, Scott, he's on for your workday after us. Joel, for your drive home, they're all giving away tickets to see our preview screening, our advanced screening of Gran Turismo. So,
unmissable.
Make sure you have New FM locked, loaded, loud, ready to go, of course. 4967 405 all throughout the day, listening for your cue to call with those two amazing announcers.
That's it. That's us done for today. We'll catch you on Monday.
We'll see you Monday.
Bye.
How good?
I've been listening to your show on the radio.
You've been listening to the Novos. Would you like some more?
Head over to Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
or newfm.com.au to get more now.